T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
10 foods that are not from where you think. Coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
June 30th can't come up soon enough, boys.
Hola.
Hola.
Mike, are you sober or not sober?
I am stone cold sober, gentlemen, and the reason I say that is because that's when in week Washington finally opening up completely.
All right. I was just talking to my boss today. We agreed we'd want to sit at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but not the table. Not a table in the bar.
But the bar.
The actual bar. Yeah.
Mike, what would you not want to know how much money you spent on in your lifetime? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
Well, kind of by process of elimination, pets, because I barely drink any alcohol. I almost never get any new clothes. And I would have gone drugs if it was prescription drugs thrown into that mix. But otherwise, I am straight-laced.
Wait. But what do you mean prescription drugs? Are you doing prescription drugs that you have been prescribed because you have a problem? Or are you doing prescription drugs because they're legal, but they're not meant for you?
I'm doing prescription drugs because I have ADHD and Asperger's, and I need it for it. And it's... Oh, dear God. Before copay, it's like $400 a month.
Wow. Good Lord. Man. That's a lot.
Just for 30 days worth.
Yeah, and it's not doing a thing either.
All right, here is your question, Mike. What phenomenon is named for the French words for already seen?
I feel like I should know this. But I will not pass. I will just throw out,
Now he's to think of French words. That's the problem.
Yeah.
With
French words.
Le fou.
I know that's wrong, but...
I don't think you're too far off. I'm going to guess déjà vu.
It is, in fact, déjà vu.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You feel like I've told you that before, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've had that question, I believe. Last time you called.
All right. Your question, which U.S. president was responsible for the Louisiana Purchase?
Gentlemen, it's been fabulous talking to you. Thomas Jefferson.
There you go. Good job, Mike. Two and done. Now we're getting it. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, J.D. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
JD, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm working, boys, so I'm sober.
All right, JD, welcome to the show.
Hey, don't ever let that stop you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, JD, what would you not want to know how much money you spent on in your lifetime? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
I'm going to go with alcohol.
Alcohol it is. Mm-hmm.
You hear it in your voice, man.
No, I'm going to go with alcohol.
I already know it's
You're a whiskey drinker, right? Is that what you told us last time, JD?
I'm not a whiskey drinker.
What's your spirit of choice?
Oh, I go with beer, man. Preferably IPA. Space Dust. Shout out to Elysian.
Nice.
That'll cost you a little more, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're drinking Keystone Light, bro, you save a little money. You pee a little more, but you save a little money.
Yeah, but you don't get
money.
Drunk as fast.
That, you know what? You're absolutely right.
Oh, boy.
You want to drink 6 Keystones to get drunk, 2 Space Dust get drunk, right?
I mean, that's insufficient.
There you go.
The math probably works out about the same. All right, here is your question. According to Exodus, from the Bible, not the band, according to Exodus, how many plagues of Egypt were there?
I've never been a Bible person, but I'm just going to go with the seven plagues, or is it seven sins?
It is seven sins. There's also seven virtues.
Yeah. Five?
Oh, no. It's more plaguey than that, Miles. Come on.
Oh, no.
Let's stop at five. Ten.
Ten.
The 10 plagues of Egypt.
Movement for your people.
All right, your question. Which of these is not one of the 10 plagues of Egypt? Lice, boils, blood, or snakes?
What was the first one?
Lice.
Lice?
Lice.
Like in L-I-C-E. Your head.
Oh, cooties. Lice. Okay, like head lice.
Yes.
I'm going to go with that one.
Believe it or not, lice is one of the plagues.
Blood.
Nope. All right. The answer is snakes. So the 10 plagues of Egypt, blood, frogs, which that just seems weird, like frogs, followed by lice, wild animals, pestilence, boils, fiery hail, not just hail, fiery hail, locust, darkness, and then death of the firstborn.
Okay. I had no idea how poisonous frogs were. Until I watched this special on Netflix called Colors with David Attenborough. It's amazing.
Colors? Or just about if you...
Oh, man, the stuff you trip on, the stuff that'll kill people instantly.
All right, what is it with snakes? It's either like red next to black is a friend of Jack, or red next to yellow can kill a fellow. Is that right? Okay. The
difference between...
And by the time you do that rhyme, it's already got a hold of your ankle.
Coral snakes and milk snakes, I believe.
It doesn't matter. Just if I see those colors, I got to remember which one's the right one.
Red on yellow, kill a fellow. Red on black, you're okay, Jack.
I milked a few snakes.
All right, here is your question. Now, earlier in the show, we asked, what is the name of the ocean announced this week as the world's fifth ocean? By the way, our IT guy, Chaz, he got the answer right.
Yes, he did.
Nice.
So here's your question. Can you name all five oceans?
Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Arctic, and the fifth one.
Oh, so close. Mm. Four out of five.
Those are all correct, JD.
You did so well. So well. I got four out of five.
That's impressive. You knew the old stuff.
You know, we should have asked, because this fifth ocean, it used to be known as the Austral Ocean and the Antarctic Ocean. Yeah. But not anymore, Miles. Mm-hmm. It has a new name. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, your next.
National Geographic actually announced it on Tuesday, I believe.
Oh, really?
Had a big press conference and everything.
It wasn't that big. No one knows. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. In what movies is the Okinawan sword maker Hattori Hanzo a character?
Is that The Last Samurai?
Not a bad guess. Come on, Mike.
Is it Mortal Kombat?
Not Mortal Kombat. It had Uma Thurman.
Oh, Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. Yep.
Question five, JD.
Question number five for you. What is the most visited location in the U.S.? Other than Big Shirley, you know what I'm saying?
Just
making a comeback, Mike.
New York.
A specific spot in New York, however.
Really?
Town Square?
Times Square, but yeah.
How could it not be Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida?
Because you have a certain... You don't have a million people showing up a day.
A million people in Times Square a day?
I don't know if it's that many. What I'm saying is if you go to Disney World, like, you're probably staying on property.
Yeah.
Everyone is... You can't leave and come back. There's Times Square, there's people coming from everywhere.
Huh. I never would guess it.
Really?
I just assume, but just based on numbers alone, it would be Walt Disney World.
I don't know. Well, obviously you don't. Do you know the name of the Fifth Ocean?
I do know the name of Fifth Ocean. It used to be the Antarctic Ocean.
It did. I'm not going to ask you then. Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Willie, you sober or not sober?
You have to ask.
He is not sober. I'm saying there's no way. He said go Ravens.
All right, Will. Well, what would you not want to know how much money you spend in your lifetime on? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
It's got to be alcohol, drugs, and gambling.
But which one?
Drugs.
Drugs. Okay.
Oh, where's my fainting couch?
Sounds like there's a windstorm going on in northern New York right now.
Well, I'm in western New York.
All right.
He just let me know. He doesn't know, man. Yeah. All right, Will, here is your question. Multiple choice. The Beatles, Led Zeppelin, or the Eagles? Which band had the first album to be certified platinum?
My favorite band, I have to say the Beatles.
Okay, well, good talking to you.
It explains a lot. If the Eagles are your favorite band, it explains a lot.
Yeah.
It does.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Adam, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Well, not sober.
Well, okay, then. We'll give you not sober. All right, Adam, our men's room poll. What would you not want to know how much money you've spent on in your lifetime? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
Well, I know exactly how much I spent on alcohol and probably pets because my mom lives with me and she has 5 cats.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to know the number. It's like you could probably accept the alcohol number and live with it. But the pet number, you're like...
$4,264.88.
Okay.
How did you come to that conclusion? Did you keep a ledger?
No, that's just calculating like a 6-pack a day for a year.
All right.
And people are getting upset about this ocean thing, by the way.
Why?
Someone now, they're saying it's called Thrill Son of a Bitch Ocean. That is not the name of it, but I do like this one. Someone says the fifth ocean is called the Billy Ocean.
Hey, you, get into my car. Who, me? That's you!
And then someone else took the time to find the research what the name of it is, and they say, wait, you're telling me out of all the names, they could have named that damn ocean. They picked blank? That's just lazy. I agree. You want something exciting, right? The name they picked is, it's not exciting.
Well, I mean, either is Arctic or...
Sure, but it sounds more adventurous, man. If I said, I'm going to sail the Pacific, you're like, all right. If I said, I'm sailing new ocean, like, so what?
Yeah, and even though you guys said it several times, I don't even remember it.
I haven't said it.
Several times.
We have not said it several times. All right, here's your question. A dynasty is a series of rulers from the same what?
Century.
Yes, Miles?
1,000 years.
I don't know.
A dynasty is a series of rulers from the same family.
Oh.
So when you say you establish a football dynasty, this doesn't make sense. And his children played on the team, his children. All right, your question. What U.S. city is considered the birthplace of blues music?
Somewhere south. I know that for a fact, but...
if you've ever visited this place, it makes sense.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed that.
Really?
Never would have guessed that.
The blues.
I understand
the blues.
That. I would have said
have you been to Memphis?
Chicago, New Orleans.
Oh, you been to Memphis?
No.
Right. Oh, okay. I'm just saying, like, look, New Orleans has its problems. So it's got the French Quarter. It's real festive, right? Seattle or Chicago got its problems, but there's a lot of cool stuff there. Memphis.
Well, the St. Louis Blues is the hockey team because there's so much blues in St. Louis. That would be another option, right?
Well, you figure they're both in Missouri. Right. Or, well, you got Tennessee and Missouri. They're right there next to each other.
And maybe New Orleans is technically jazz.
I think it is considered the birthplace of jazz.
It that way. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Erica. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Erica, sounds like you're driving, so you're probably sober there.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What would you not want to know how much you spend your lifetime on? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
Those damn flea bags. Pets.
Pets.
How many pets do you have?
Well, right now I have 3 plus 2 boys.
Okay, how many pets have you had in your lifetime, in your adult lifetime?
Oh my God, I don't know. We had so many damn cats, cats that kept... reproducing, and my dad would try and get rid of them and drop them off over in Everett, and they'd come back, and I couldn't tell you. We had litters.
I mean, wait, you're telling me your dad would just scoop up the animals he didn't want.
And take them to Everett.
Kind of drop them across the county line, drop them off, and these things would make their way back home.
Oh, yeah, across that little, we call it the flats.
Mm-hmm.
Over, between Everett and Marysville.
Was this upsetting to you, or did you just get used to it? Like, you just knew the routine?
Oh, I thought they literally, like, legit, like, took off. Like, I don't know, a coyote got them or...
No, they took off in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, I don't know, but for some reason they came back, you know.
Everett, also known as the farm.
Yeah.
All right. Marysville.
Erica, here is your question. It's multiple choice. Pig farm, dairy farm, hemp farm, or Christmas tree farm? What type of farm did Taylor Swift grow up on?
Pig farm.
That's not very nice.
Christmas tree farm?
Yeah.
It seems like
doesn't it. Doesn't it just make sense?
Yes, it does.
I grew up on a Christmas tree farm that I became
of
the
course
number
you
one.
Did. Every day was a holiday.
Like, I don't know why it bugs me that she grew up on a Christmas tree farm. I don't hate the woman.
I know that.
I got nothing against her, but somehow hearing that, like, oh, get the F out of here.
Put on a great show.
You keep telling
me. Down a little bit.
She did. Great legs.
She does have great legs. That was my daughter's first concert. I've never seen her so happy. And they were expensive tickets. But the deal was, look, I will buy you the ticket if I don't have to go. I mean, it's that easy. And it worked out.
I was pretty close to the front row.
Were you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What? How?
Ah, you know.
I was just working there. I got you.
Something Bill happened. I'm here.
Something happened.
You just what? Put chili on it. All right, here is your question. What was the first vitamin to be discovered and named?
Oh. V.
Vitamin V.
No, they decided to just go with A. Just start at the beginning of the alphabet. Would just make it easy for everyone.
O-M-G.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't be proud of that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vitamin A. They start at the beginning. Those wacky, wacky scientists. All right, here's your question. What did Frosty the Snowman have for a nose?
And a butt and nose.
You said he had a butt for a nose?
Yeah.
That is
called the butt face.
More Big W on the way if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-421-ROCK.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Steve, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
I don't care.
What's her name?
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Sean.
Hola.
Hola. John, are you on team sober or not sober?
I am casually switching teams right now.
All right. Good for you, Sean. I'll give you the Sean as seen, S-E-A-N. All right, seen.
You know what? As a matter of fact, that is.
You are seen? Okay. You are
That's
seen.
The only way to spell it.
Well, there are other ways, you know.
Yeah, but it's not right. It's like Steve.
I mean,
it's wrong with the P-H. It ain't right.
S-H-A-W-N, S-H-A-U-N.
I like to spell it wrong completely. S-H-O-N. Okay. Sean.
All right, CN. What would you not want to know how much money you spent on in your lifetime? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
I got to go with alcohol because I probably spend more on that than the other three combined.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Oh, I know that's...
I don't buy new clothes every day, but I drink every day.
Yeah. I just don't. Yeah. It wouldn't bother me as much as I think it would some other things. That's all. It's not that I.
No, you're right.
I would be shocked, but it wouldn't bother me. I'd be like, well, I wouldn't have done any differently.
You know what? That's a good point. I would have spent the exact same amount.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it wouldn't stop me.
I'm not going to beat myself up over that one.
And I enjoy it.
I can't believe how much money I've spent on weed. No, actually, I can.
See, I would be upset about the clothes because, you know, there's clothes you like, obviously.
But
most
of
the clothes you buy.
Them.
It's not even that, man. It's, I also own a suit.
Right.
I don't want to own a suit.
And dress shoes.
But the suit costs more than any other single thing that are put together. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That
And you wear it less than anything else.
Right. I can buy some bad booze. I'll still drink the booze.
Oh, yeah, it's still getting down.
That's exact. You bitch about it every time. Like, this is terrible. Thank God I'm half done. All right.
I got a quarter bottle of gingerbread Captain Morgan's on top of the fridge from Christmas that's still going to be sitting there for a while.
Nice.
Yeah, but in a pinch, you're going to guzzle that thing in one night. All right.
In a pinch, when there's nothing else.
Here is your question. What spice harvested from the crocus is the most expensive by weight?
Harvested from the what?
The crocus plant. It's a flower.
Were they balls to the wall? That was accept.
That was accept. Crocus was screaming in the night.
Screaming in the night, right?
Screaming in the night.
Let's go with saffron.
Okay.
Nailed it, bro.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was a joke for our listeners on KISW HD Channel 2.
What is HD Channel 2?
That's the metal militia.
Okay.
See, come on. It's a metal joke.
Would you play crocus on metal militia?
I would.
Wow.
You kidding me?
Yes.
A classic throwback?
It's a classic song in the 80s rock genre, but I don't know if it's metal militia,
I'm
man.
I'm spinning that. Are you kidding me?
Crocus.
People would email and say, why aren't you playing Crocus?
Yeah.
Game is big,
That's
dummy.
Never happened.
206
that has never happened. That has never happened.
It has never happened.
It has never happened.
Guarantee you that's never happened. No one's ever emailed a radio station for Crocus.
By the time email came around, Crocus was not the band anyone emailed.
I know.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, but not for long.
All right,
I like the spirit.
Welcome to the program. All right, what would you not want to know how much money you spent on in your lifetime? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
Well, I've drank many a beer in my day, but I'm going to have to go with drugs.
Drugs it is.
All right. Is Sean Joseph, or Matt, hang on there for 1 second. Mike, can you fire up some crocus?
I can't. Give me half a second here.
Mike's like, we have crocus. I know we would have. I'm getting to like his people on it.
People email.
Is it screaming in the night?
Yeah, what do you think Taryn deals with all night?
Play crocus!
We got screaming in the night. We got stayed awake all night, I'm guessing. And a long
so all the everything they do is at night?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Again, I gotta change my channel here.
Okay.
It's worth waiting for.
Yeah,
I mean, it's crocus. The one that no one has ever emailed about in the history of email.
Yes, here we go. All right, on to...
In the dark ages, before the days of the druids, lived the dragon, Larry. Larry the dragon was terrifying to all the land. And he loved grilled cheese sandwiches and pickles from a jar. Unfortunately, his incontinence led him to wear an adult Depends diaper, which made him less intimidating.
The dragon in an adult diaper.
He was leaky. He did not breathe fire, but spit acid reflux, because his stomach could not handle the grilled cheese.
Oh, you see the band's coming in now, Miles. You feeling that, man?
Yeah, maybe I would.
Are you feeling that 85, brother?
This is terrible.
Yeah! Screaming in the night, bitch.
Sounds like you're going to sleep.
No, but they're going to scream in the night. Guys, get to it. Do you remember Ballroom Blitz? Midnight Maniac.
Ballroom Blitz was sweet, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think that was crocus.
Yeah, that was sweet. Oh, for crying out loud.
Not a single email.
This song is not about Larry the Dragon.
No, it is not.
All right. I thought it was. My bad.
Matt, we hope you enjoyed that. That was.
Oh, I did.
All the druids did dance.
And now people are asking, how about Helix? Just so you know, you're the first person to ever text a request for Helix. You should get an award for that. All right, Matt, here's your question. It is multiple choice. Gift giving, tree decorating, or caroling? Which Christmas tradition used to be a year-round practice?
I'm going to go with caroling.
What a dumb.
Do you
Very
know how mad
good.
I would be? Like, I'd already be pissed at Christmas if you knock on my door because...
It's so awkward to stand there.
Because you just start singing.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, at least the salesperson goes, can I interest you in? And you say no. And they'll push a little bit, but when you say no, no is no. Carolers... Like, as soon as you open the door, it's a season.
Okay.
And then I'm a D if I close. But I don't want
to
hear this.
Last time that happened to me, they ripped through one. I'm like, my daughter's there. They're like, we'll do another one.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, why do we clap? And then they did another one. And then I thought they were done. You know what I mean? Because it was a little bit longer. Like,
it doesn't
one
start.
One more. I'm like, oh, no. I want to say, like, my kids are Jews.
Right.
They don't care.
But they're mean.
Do you want me to sing Dreidel Dreidel to you?
Oh, they're like, we know that, too. Dreidel Dreidel Dreidel.
Oh, no.
Look, man, they know what they're doing because it's all at the same time. If that were year-round, like, someone knocks on our door tonight. Open the door. Happy June. Like, dude, seriously, you got to give it a rest.
Now. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
Skinless bangers.
Hola. Skinless bangers to you.
Cameron, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober. Cameron, welcome to the show.
Oh, we've done something with crotches, bro.
What happened?
Somebody here, and I would never agree. I would never agree with the statement. I want to be perfectly clear that Thrill does not support the statement that says, start playing Crocus and stop playing Smashing Pumpkins. I just want to let you know that is so terribly offensive to me. And I certainly will not repeat that we should play Crocus and stop playing Smashing Pumpkins. I don't agree. Did you hear that?
To cry.
They have whining in the night.
You know what? Billy Corgan is crying somewhere now. He probably heard that. All right, Cameron, what would you not want to know how much money you've spent on in your lifetime? Would that be alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothing?
Excuse me, I would have to say pets. I don't have too many yet, but there's plans to get a bunch later on.
Are these your plans or a significant other's plans?
Just my plans for the time being.
Okay. Hey, pets are great. They're just expensive.
I mean, they can be.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, for some people.
You know, from time to time. All right, here is your question. 18, 20, 22, or 24. How many seasons did Babe Ruth play in the major leagues?
What were the answers again? Or the
18, 20, 22, or 24?
18, 22. Let's go 22.
Let's go. Done.
Well done for you.
Very good. Nice job.
And now people are saying bad choice would be Crocus versus Horse.
I don't know if that'll fly because Crocus is such a great song. Especially the Druid version with Larry the Dragon in it.
I mean, look, to be
that
fair.
That spices it up a little.
When Crocus finally gets to the course of that song, I forgot that it took so goddamn long to start singing. Like, it's cool. You know, you bob your head up and down.
Put
man.
Him up against Marillion or Y&T. Or
do we have
Chips Enough?
Do we even have Helix? Or Enough's like, Enough.
No, it's
we're the rock enough, station. We got to have it, man. We have
Enough's Enough.
We got Heavy Metal Love.
All right.
Who is that?
Do we have Dangerous Toys?
That's from Helix.
That's can you fire that one?
Oh, you
I have
can.
No idea.
Oh, they got bass in there.
And you can hear it.
Yeah. All right.
I got my shorts on and my Def Leppard shirt, and we're going to go out and drink Busch Lights.
Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds just like Steve Weidman from Kix.
Yeah, bring it home, man.
All right, everybody, welcome to Hammer Jacks.
All right. That's exciting. Yeah.
I think you got a free pair of aviators if you bought their album.
I got Reebok high tops.
Hello, Casey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Casey, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Well, I was sober when the show started, but now I'm not. So
that's nice work,
I'm
sir.
Sober.
Nice work.
To answer your question, Miles, yes, we do have Dangerous Toys. We have Scared.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
All right, Casey, what would you not want to know how much money you spent on in your lifetime? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
I'm going to have to say alcohol. There's some days I got to check my bank account before I even go get a drink. So
okay.
Well,
that's not unusual.
And it's better than the Dine and Dash. All right, here's your question. Which circus was the first to tour the U.S.? P.T. Barnum's or the Ringling Brothers?
Did they join at one point?
Ringling Brothers?
P.T. Barnum.
Okay.
Yeah, they joined up.
Okay. All right.
I don't remember the whole story. I believe P.T. Barnum was like the super showman. Ringling Brothers, I think, had more of a menagerie, but at some point, but they were both touring, they were competing. There's your first mega merger. All right, your question. Who was the Seattle Mariners' number one pick in the 1987 Major League Draft?
before I was even born.
Okay, again, it should have been Jay Buhner, but the Yankees took him. Should have been the Bone.
I've got no idea. They go through too many players for me.
Mike, you know.
Would that be the kid?
Yes, indeed.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Should have been Jay Buhner.
Of course.
Golden Glove winner. He was a Golden Glove winner. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to overwork here, but people are bringing all the great bands. We're looking for Y&T and Kix.
Oh, I know we got Summertime Girls in there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, without question.
So
as far as Kix, we've got,
God, what was our big hit? Is it Red Light, Green Light, TNT?
Bad news. No Kix
in the system.
No.
Blow my fuse.
That was it. That's what it was. Blow my fuse. Huh?
But yes, we do have Summertime Girls.
Oh, sweet. They make my whole world go round.
Yes.
All right, here's your question. Steve Rogers is Captain America in Captain America the Winter Soldier. Who is the Winter Soldier? The stupid name.
You know, those movies aren't really my thing.
All right, fair enough. That's the only reason I know.
I can't even venture a guess, man.
Okay. He's Gary the Diaper-Wearing Dragon.
Yeah.
No, his name is... And sit down, it's going to be very intimidating. It's Bucky Barnes.
Bucky Barnes.
Bucky Barnes.
Hey, do we have Saga in there, Mike?
S-A-G-A.
Saga?
Yeah.
No one to stop us now.
We do have a little bit of Saga.
Tonight we're on the loose.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a terrible song, too. I have a question. What was Charlie Brown's sister's name?
Charlie Brown's sister?
Yeah, you know who she is.
I don't know if I do or not.
Who are we listening to here? Who's that?
This is Saga.
It's that one that always says, "Good grief, Charlie Brown," or something like that.
She's got blonde hair, yeah.
Yeah, I can picture her in my mind, but...
She wants to introduce a little Linus in her life.
Is it like Darby or something?
Who?
Darby?
No, I don't know. What the hell is Darby?
I don't know.
Goddamn, Charlie Brown, were you watching? Like,
it was Sally. Sally.
Yeah.
Some of the Y. All right, Casey, question 4.
All right.
Fastway. Someone's requesting Fastway. Mm-hmm. And then somebody, since I made my statement, says, how in the hell does Thrill put the Smashing Pumpkins over Crocus? Sad Day in Rock. That's right. In no way would I rather hear Crocus than Smashing
Pumpkins. How about Rainbow?
Yeah.
There's your Fastway.
Oh, yeah, I remember this too.
Mm-hmm. Not bad. It feels like we're seeing 8 bands at once that couldn't tour individually. There's no way they can pull it off, but if there's 9 of them up on stage, and people will go see Kip Winger doing
it. No, this is a rock cruise that costs $40.
<That's>, oh, we'll take it to the Bahamas.
Oh, hell yeah.
But just to deal with the entertainment, it's $40.
You have to deal with the entertainment.
Oh, my God. Is that Tracy Guns?
It's like a timeshare. You must listen to these bands.
It's Tracy Guns.
And not just the song you know. None of them are going to play the song you know.
Right.
All right, here's your question. From 1997 to 2002, what computer company used the slogan, quote, "Think Different"?
Dell?
Computer company.
Yep.
Not a software company, but a computer company.
Dell makes computers.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make sure my guess is a Microsoft. I'll say Apple.
Yeah, it was in fact Apple.
Okay.
Huh.
While we're talking about company slogans, this slogan, quote, "Service with the speed of sound" was the slogan of what fast food chain?
With the speed of sound.
It's kind of in the name.
Sonic?
Oh, nice work, Casey. There you go.
All right. Well done.
I think we got time for one more contestant in the game known as Big Dummy.
Hang on.
What?
I'm going through the requests.
All right.
We've opened
Dangerous Toys.
The flood Dangerous Toys gang up. Someone else. Let's see. Saigon Kick.
Oh, Love is on the way.
Specifically from Dangerous Toys, the Please and Teasing. Let's see. Cinderella.
Okay, we can play some Kiefer. All right.
And the big one.
Lane.
Autograph.
Autograph? We could definitely play Autograph. There's a great county. Look for the county fair version of Autograph in there if you can find it. There's a band that does Autograph, and it is amazing how good they are.
We got one Autograph. You ready for this?
We know Autograph.
Turn up the radio.
More bass, Steve. All right, time for one more contestant in the game known as Big Dummy.
206-421-ROCK. Oh, who cares?
Everybody cares.
Play this, but I'll play Europe.
Europe's up next. Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola. Marshall, you on team sober, team not sober?
Yeah, I'm totally sitting here at work.
So right, drunk. Marshall.
Yeah, hammered on drugs.
Marshall, what would you not want to know how much money you spent on in your lifetime? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
Alcohol.
Alcohol for the win.
Okay. What is your alcohol of choice, Marshall?
Anything related to whiskey. Crown Royal, Exalted, something like that.
That's very
okay,
good.
Okay, dig it. All right. Your question. In the board game Clue, how many weapons are there?
I don't think I've ever played Clue in my life. Let's go with 7.
Ah, close, 6.
They
are the candlestick,
the knife,
lead pipe, knife, revolver, rope, and a wrench.
How'd you kill her? With a wrench.
I'd have had like a shovel.
Yeah.
That's just me. All right. Your question. Lay's, Fritos, Doritos, or Chex, I'm sorry, or Cheetos, which is known as Walkers in the United Kingdom? So Lay's, Fritos, Doritos, Walker? Or Cheetos? Yeah, known as Walkers.
Yeah. Lay's, let's call it Cheetos.
That's a good guess. I'll say Fritos.
Fritos.
I love Frito breath.
That's the worst part about Fritos.
Baby, come here.
Opening the bag and then smelling your own breath. All right, your question. What kind of dog is Ren on the Ren and Stimpy show?
I have. Is that a chihuahua?
It is a chihuahua.
You got it, man.
Nice job, Marshall. Very good. All right, coming up, the head chef's on the way. Actually, the sous chef today with Tangerine Potatoes. We've got 10 foods that are not from where you think. You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.